Learning to swim and learning to drive, two of those kind of life skills that a lot of us take for granted and assume that people know how to do. But there's many adults out there, whether in their 30s or 40s or 50s or even beyond, who do not know how to swim or how to drive. And at this point in their life, they might be too embarrassed or too scared to learn, even if it's something they would like to know how to do. And after that mouthful, here comes the question. How difficult is it to teach an old dog new tricks, or in this case, teach older adults how to swim or drive? And if you're someone who's been putting either of these things off, maybe you might reconsider leaving it on the back burner when you hear what my next two guests have to say. Sharon Tracy is the education officer with Swim Ireland and a swimming coach for over 20 years. Paul Boylan, he's been a driving instructor for over 17 years, and he specialises in working with people who have a fear of driving. I would have thought most people had a fear of driving starting off, but I don't know. Anyway, in fact, I'll ask you then first. What is, Paul, the oldest student, let's say, that you've ever instructed?
82.
Oh, really?
Yes, he was coming back to driving from driving many years ago, and her husband had died, and she was going to be left. She couldn't go to church, she couldn't go to the shop, she couldn't go. So she said, no, I'm going to recover this skill and get out and do it.
And she did, by the
sound.
And
she is. Yeah, absolutely.
And she is. By the way, when I say seriously that you specialise in working with people who have a fear of driving, have you got a website saying, hey, fear of driving?
Fearofdriving.ie is the website.
I do. Oh, sorry, I walked right into that one, didn't I? Do you have a fear of driving?
No, I drive.
Right, okay. Yeah. Well, tell us, you don't have a fear of swimming in your own, do you? No?
No, I don't remember not being able to swim.
Right, no, but I mean, like, in terms of the people who come to you, I mean, Sharon, like, are there a lot of people who are a lot older who want to come swimming now, want to start off, realise they have to do something, or are there not? Should there be more?
There is a lot. There's a lot of people over the age of 30 who cannot swim, would like to swim. And it's just getting that nerve, getting over the fear of it, to actually get into the car and drive to the pool.
And if you're teaching people how to swim, what percentage are kids? 80%? 85%?
80%.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's all right, yeah. So what are the reasons that people don't learn to swim sooner?
The opportunity mightn't have risen for them when they were younger. Yeah. So they mightn't have a pool locally to them. They mightn't have a school that would have brought them swimming. I mean, it is meant to be on our national curriculum, but we don't have enough pools around. So, I mean, in our day, going back 20, 30 years ago, some schools did go swimming, some schools didn't. Pools wouldn't have been open up, classes would have been too expensive, big families couldn't afford it. Actually, we can throw you into the pool and we learn you how to swim.
Yeah.
The horror stories you hear from adults are, you know, my dad thought he could teach us how to swim, so his way of teaching us was throw us into the 6 foot, and if we didn't come up after a minute, he'd go back in and get us. They're walking in with that baggage.
Is that not the right way to do it?
No.
Okay, I just thought I might get that one. So, I mean, like, you know, with advancing age, learning habits, they do change. It's not that easy necessarily. I'm trying to look here, it's just that, like, is it all to do with just do it once and then see what happens?
It's getting up the courage to get into the water. People think that they should get into the water and swim 4 strokes. Yeah. I must learn how to swim front crawl, back crawl, butterfly, breaststroke. But getting into the water and being able to move around the water, learning movement literacy, fundamentals of swimming, that's your start. That's where you should aim for, not thinking about being able to swim 20 lengths.
Okay, well, are you both going to shoot me down when I say these things must be easier if you're younger? On every level, they must be. For instance, Paul, I mean, like, is it easier to learn how to drive when you are a younger age, or is that just a myth?
It's not easier to take in the information, or you don't change how you learn, I don't think, from the years I've been teaching. Yeah. But when you're 17, 18 and 19, the whole world is telling you what to do. You've got, like, no real kind of control as such over what's going on in your life. You know, you might have perceived control, but there's other people around you doing exactly the same thing.
When you're older, that perceived control, you find it harder to relinquish that control.
Absolutely, and that can be a barrier then. And then what you end up doing is having an internal dialogue with yourself, saying there's no point in even trying it because it's going to go, you go through all the what ifs, and then there's the embarrassment of other people seeing you. You're like in a bubble when you're driving around the car and you're making mistakes.
Yeah.
And you're trying to learn multiple skills at the same time, and you just put a barrier to yourself to go, well, I'm not going to do that. And it's quite intimate in a car to learn. Do you know? So it's a hard kind of thing to give up that control to somebody else when you've got a mortgage and kids. And kids can change it as well. You know, like when you see danger more so when you're older, it can put you off actually learning how to drive. You can look at it and see that's quite a dangerous thing to get
involved. But also, if something goes slightly wonky, is it based on the fact that like in some ways, you know, the people are frustrated that they didn't do it earlier, and that comes out. Do you see that coming out?
That's part of the dialogue, though. Yeah. You know, they're looking at 18-year-olds and they're looking at 19 and they're saying, like, I'm 40, I'm never going to get it. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'll never get this now. You know what I mean? I'm kind of settled into the way I do things and I'll never learn something new. But it's absolutely possible without a shadow of a doubt. Because I don't think you change how you learn. I think you need to recognise how you learn and then find somebody to help you through that process.
Right, but if you're dealing with young people, they all think they're invincible, so they find it easier to learn as well, isn't that
Absolutely,
true?
But that can be a risk as well. You're managing that as well.
So basically, your advice, I presume, part of the psychological advice to older people is, like, allow yourself to be vulnerable.
That's the hard. That can be very hard, you know. But recognise how you learn and recognise what level of stress is it. Are you nervous? Are you anxious? Are you fearful? Are you phobic? You know, like, what is it? And everybody, you were saying earlier, everybody does have a kind of a nervousness about learning how to drive. But if it's debilitating, that's a bigger level. And then it's finding someone who understands and finding a trainer or a coach or instructor who's going to take things at your pace and not at their pace. So they're not saying on lesson 3 we're doing this, on lesson 10 we're doing this, because everybody does it. Mm. Or you might need to search around and ring me, basically.
Right. The thing is, like, when I was learning how to drive, and my brother brought me around a few times and whatever, and I remember about the 5th or 6th, maybe 7th or 8th time, I don't know, there's a big hill not too far away from where I live. It's at the bowling alley in Stillorgan, by the way, beside the old Roman cinema. Well, okay, fine. And you go up that, it was pouring rain.
Yeah.
It was dark at this stage, you know. And, like, I realised this handbrake thingy-bob you have to do on the hill, and then you have to go into first gear and all the rest. I just said, right. And then, of course, it conked out.
Absolutely.
And 10 guys behind me. Now, they weren't barking their horns, thank you very much, but there were 10 guys behind me. The point I'm making here is that I said, right, I'm never going to get this. 2 days later, I could drive to bleeding Timbuktu with my eyes shut. It just clicks in.
But it's that adage that practice makes perfect, but not if you're practicing the wrong things.
Yeah.
So if you're practicing stress, you're going to make stress more permanent. If there's a precision in your practice,
right,
it'll absolutely get better.
Well, then, Sharon, I'd say that definitely applies to you. No
definitely.
Question in terms of the pupils you've got. By the way, like, do you have a lot of older classes?
No. A majority of pools will facilitate children's classes rather than adults' classes. You have to contact your local pool and see if they have one, or get a group together. I know a group of women who have got together for the last 20 years and set up a swimming class just literally for women only on a Monday morning.
Would it be fair to say that if you had a bunch of older people, that they are so different that it can actually be a bit annoying in terms of a group, whereas the kids are kind of all the same and they're all mucking together and it's easier for them because they're all learning around the same time the same things?
No, it would actually be the same. The difference between a children's class and an adult's class, well, one, you don't have to deal with discipline. Children's class, you're dealing with discipline. The adults, you're dealing with their fears. They have a much higher fear factor. They question everything. They want to know why they're doing this and they think about it too much. Whereas children, you just tell them what to do and they'll go and do it. Adults will be, they'll mix with each other and they'll encourage each other an awful lot more than children would. Children will have their friends that they'll encourage.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure also the adults aren't necessarily going to play the kind of games that you might play with kids, which would get you through.
You'd be surprised.
Would I?
Yeah, very surprised.
Anyway, but, like, wouldn't they be self-conscious? I mean, what's the biggest fear? Your head underwater, is it?
The biggest fear, it can be different for everybody. The biggest fear could be getting out of that car and going through the front doors and not knowing people, walking in and seeing a strange person there.
It's like going to an AA meeting for the first time.
It is. Yeah. I even know a person who drove up to the car park and parked there for 6 months before they got the nerve to actually.
And they were older, because older people overthink.
We're 35 years of age.
Kids don't think at all.
No. Right. But kids don't have to think. Mom and dad packs their bag. Mom and dad puts them in the car. Yeah,
I know, yeah.
Yeah, they have too much to think about when they get home.
It'd be a nice life, wouldn't it? Yeah. Everybody's done
everything. Absolutely. Yeah, I was thinking of getting myself a butler at this stage of my life. If a lot of them have had a bad experience in the water, maybe from the past, have you found that that's possibly happened and that that's playing on them?
You can have some horror stories.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've few occasions where you would find out a family member committed suicide, a family member drowned. I did have a man and a woman, they both wanted to learn how to swim because a 4-year-old drowned.
And would you ever think of people who might have a trauma about the whole thing to, listen, I'll tell you what, best thing to do is swim over there. In other words, don't swim in the water at all. Just get out of the water and do your head over there for a while. Get it out of your head.
I would get them to walk around the pool. You take someone out of the water, the chances are you mightn't get them back in. If they are having a fearful night and you just can't do anything, that's fine. Walk around the pool.
Right. And I believe one woman was able to do it by thinking of Tom Cruise from beginning to end without telling
her
husband.
Yes. She was.
You don't have her name, do you?
Couldn't do anything. No, I won't mention her. She's still alive. I won't mention her. She couldn't do anything, couldn't get the coordination with the arms and legs going together. And I said to her, listen, just don't think about anything. Swim across the pool, forget about everything. And she got up the far side, actually swam, and everybody was standing there clapping. Yeah. And she was a big grin across her face, and I said, what were you thinking about? Tom Cruise.
Right, okay, fair enough. Because I was, like when I was in Black Rock Baths, I had the outdoor baths that used to be there years ago, and I got to halfway once. I was so pleased with myself in the 6 foot, and I absolutely freaked out. I'm not going to make it to the far side. So I went back. Think about that for a second. Yeah. Halfway, and I went back. Mm-hmm. Makes no sense at all.
Tom Cruise wouldn't be in the 6 foot.
Yeah, right. Okay. he'd take a lot more strokes. Anyway, in fact, just on that, the aspect of swimming, I mean, I just said head under the water kind of stuff, whatever. What is there an aspect of swimming that is the most difficult to learn for everybody?
No, everybody's different.
Really?
Yeah. The fundamental parts of swimming will be learning how to breathe, putting your face in the water. Some people will have a fear of actually getting their face wet.
Yeah.
Other people, especially adults, will have a fear of lifting the two legs up off the bottom of the floor.
Of course.
And then they don't even realise that they're doing it. They could be swimming for weeks, one leg is up and one leg is trailing, just to feel those toes hitting the bottom of the pool. They're all different. Some people actually swim on their back quicker than they swim on the front because the face is out of the water. But what they just don't realise is that the water is just going over the face as much as it is on their when they're swimming on the front. But it's just the way they deal with the situation.
OK, well, then an adult listening right now who can't swim and be thinking, you know, I might give it a shot. You know, you'd never know. And what does even this mean? I was going to say, how long roughly would it learn to take somebody to swim? What does it mean to swim, by the way? Can we talk in terms of lengths for a second of a pool? Is there such a thing as one length swimming, is it?
You could say 25 metres is learning how to swim. You can start off at a grade of 25 metres. You
right.
can start off with a 10 metre badge, which gets you across from one side.
Right. Well, then how long might it take somebody who's never been in the water before or has had a fear of the water or whatever? How long?
I've taught people where I've learned over 2 weeks and I've taught people who've learned over 2 years.
Really?
Yeah.
And 2 weeks, what? That's not every day, is it?
No, that they would just come down and just clicks into their head. They know exactly what to do. They've never realised that they could actually float in the water.
Oh, right. Okay.
And they just started moving.
Okay. And what about you? How did you learn how to drive?
How did I learn how to drive? Yeah. I learned how to drive with a very good friend of mine who gave me a couple of lessons, gave me good instruction, had a few sponsored drivers, as they're called now, but people like you that went out with you and gave you a few tips and stuff like that, and then went out and done the driving test and then progressed on from that. I had always a mad passion for cars and driving and
right.
stuff like that. So.
And Sharon, while you would rather there was a lot more swimming at school and therefore a lot more facilities for people at school as well, what about you? Do you think that people should learn to drive as soon as possible? And should it be something that's covered more in school?
I think it's possible to teach younger kids how to put stuff in the proper bin. I think it's easier to teach them how to put their seatbelt on before they drive. So definitely 16, 17 year olds could definitely learn road sense and abilities in school.
Yeah.
But that sense of being out on a hill, on Stillorgan, near Bowlands, in the rain, the fear that I don't think you can produce that in a room.
No.
Do you know? So I definitely think that instructors and training and that kind of practical skill rather than academic absolutely makes all the difference. Do you know? It'll be like sitting in trying to learn how to swim in lying on the desk and moving your arms, and you know, like it's that having that sensation.
Yeah, you gotta get in the water. So, do you find as an instructor that it is easier or more difficult to teach older adults compared with, you know, teens and young adults?
Personally, I think they don't, as regards to the learning process, whether it's visual or auditory or whether you write it down or whatever way they learn or whether they like colour coded notes as a 17 year old or a 35 year old, I don't think that changes. But I think how you approach it changes because of the baggage that they bring with it. Where they might have had a great academic career, but now driving is like practical, it's hands-on, it's, and they mightn't be as comfortable in that field. You know, so it's finding that balance and that pace to teach them. But I don't think they learn any differently. I don't think there's any barriers to them.
Yeah, and like, is there a big percentage of people out there who are adults? Or like, I wonder what percentage who don't drive and don't know how to drive and might now like to?
I have a website for it, you know what I mean? Like, that's how many people are out there, I think, you know? And if you think of people in your own kind of friends and stuff like that, there are people around you that go, I won't drive on the motorway, or I don't like driving in the country, or I'll only drive to the shops and my friend's house, and they're limiting the world, and it gets very small. But you might notice it because they always turn up at the friend's house, or the other, but they wouldn't give you a lift home in case you asked them to go on a road that they weren't sure about, or onto a motorway where they didn't want to go, you know. So they can go into that protective mode of minding themselves.
But like, just before I get back to the swimming, like, how bad would it be actually to go through life not knowing how to drive? Do you think, you know, obviously it's the way you learn a living, so of course you want people to learn, but in reality if they don't, seriously, what are they missing out on? I'm going to ask you the same question about swimming.
I know people that have done it financially on paper and worked out for them to have a car sitting outside, taxed, insured, NCT, tyres and service.
Not worth it.
It's not worth it for what I do.
Yeah.
But if people are making a choice out of fear that they would love to do it in the back of their mind, but they create these the excuses of, no, sure, I can get the bus and the Lewis is there, and sure, I can walk everywhere. And that's a different approach. That's a different way of thinking then, because there's really something there. There's a desire there to do something, but they're putting that block in themselves for whatever reason, you know.
Because I know plenty of people who've got rid of the car. Like they haven't had it for 10 or 15 years. Now, it's easy enough in Dublin with darts and Lewis's and buses and all the rest of it, etc. But not easy elsewhere.
No.
What advice would you give, Sharon, like to an older person who's put off learning to swim and maybe would like to, but they're just afraid? What's the first piece of advice?
To go to their local pool and talk to the instructor. See whether they can get on with them. You have to have a relationship with your instructor and the swimmer in the pool. It's more so in adults than it is with children. Your children have to like where they're going, but the adult has to trust. They have to literally, it's like getting into a car. You have to put your hands in your instructor's, your life in your instructor's hands. To get them there and get them to talk about it, to bring a friend with them, to even sit on the side of the pool each week, go through different steps, that they arrive at the place, talk to whoever they need to talk to. Next week they might get changed, go outside and sit on the side of the pool. Might take them a few weeks to do that.
Okay, but I have to go back to what I mentioned earlier on about driving, and same thing about swimming. I mean, like, you know, you don't know how to swim, who cares?
There's a list of reasons why you should learn how to swim.
Right.
Health would be one of the main things. It's, to me, it's the best sport. I know I'm biased, but it is no impact. You can do it at any age. Your muscles will change from 4 years of age to 14 to 24 to 34, right up till you stop swimming. But your body will adapt to how you actually move through the water.
Right.
It is the only sport that you can have a whole generation of families in the water at the same time.
Yeah.
Great-grandparents in the water with great-grandchildren. Where else can you see that?
Right, yeah, indeed. Yeah, well, the old jumpers for goalposts, yeah, I don't really see many grandparents doing. Oh, maybe, I don't know. Anyway, how do you deal with somebody then, Paul, in the position that, like, is, you know, anxious or nervous or whatever? Like, is it possible to overcome bad nerves to actually do the test? Because the test is the next thing. Whatever about sitting with you and getting friendly with you.
Absolutely. It's absolutely possible. I've done it lots and lots of times, and I've done it with people who were terrified to sit in the passenger seat of a car with the keys in the ignition in case something went wrong. They can then progress on to become a certified driver. But nerves on the test can relate back to other exams, school, you know, that exam, that being judged. So there's ways to manage that as well through the process. But it's definitely possible. Absolutely.
Okay, and not because obviously it's always good to get business from your side of things, but that's seriously, obvious, I presume if you're an older adult who's decided to learn how to drive, doing it with the spouse or partner, bad move.
It's like asking a plumber how to do brain surgery, basically. You know, you're getting information of what they think you should be doing, and then they can't answer the questions that you have. So then in the relationship, then in the car, you'll blame yourself because I can't teach you, but you haven't told me anything yet. Do you know, you haven't given me information. You haven't broken down a clutch or brakes or steering or gears or a handbrake or how do we control the direction of a car. So in spouses being there later on as a sponsor or an accompanying driver, they're a huge benefit because they have a lot of experience and they can help you. But learning initially it's like a plumber down brain
and
surgery.
Do you find then that with like specific, like with all adults, I should say, there's a specific thing that seems to just be a big block in front of them? Like it could be approaching a roundabout, it could be that hill thing that I mentioned earlier on. Is there always one thing that, yeah, this guy can't do this one?
It can be built up for them by other people. Oh, hill starts. Oh, wait till you get to hill. Or reversing around the corner. Oh, wait till you get to that. Or reversing into a parking space in the shopping centre. Oh, I hate this. But it's the individual that will come to that moment. But if you do the groundwork and the foundation work, you can make that stuff easier, because what they have is a memory of that they keep going back to. It's like an emotional memory that they keep going back to.
Yeah.
And that's like their restore point on the computer, is when everything was horrible. Where we changed that to when everything was actually good, controlled. So when they go back to that, they're able to move forward then from that point. Do you know? So
I'm
not creating a horror
doubt,
movie. You
the
know?
Biggest quality you have to have for your gig is patience.
Absolutely, lots of it.
Right.
Lots of
Did
it.
Did you ever lose it? Did you ever hit some?
Not yet. No, it's still early.
Get out of my car.
Later on, but it's still early. No, not at all. Because you're sitting beside people who are trying their hardest.
Right.
And you're sitting beside people who are trying to achieve.
And Sharon, have you looked at people in the pool who are trying their hardest and you say, this person shouldn't be here? And I'm not going out for a quick cup of tea because they'll bleed and drown.
And keep a smile on your face while you're looking at them.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah, I thought that'd be it. All right. Well, listen, thank you very much, guys. Where can people get in touch with older persons driving, Paul, Paul in person?
For me, fairdriving.ie. That's the simplest way to get through to it. Yeah.
All right. And you're Swim Ireland, the education officer, Sharon, yeah?
Yeah, if they want to start learning how to swim, contact their local pool.
Right.
We do have the Swim for Mile. There is, we've tips that we can give to adults trying to get going and get them into the water.
All right, well, listen, fair enough. And thanks a million for dropping in, folks.